On Beacon Hill, the proposal to allow Governor Patrick to appoint an interim U.S. senator to replace Ted Kennedy moves to the Massachusetts Senate. The House passed the plan last night by a vote of 95-58. Meantime, the field of candidates for the special election to choose a permanent successor to Senator Kennedy is firming up. On the Democratic side today, longtime Congressman Michael Capuano formally announces his campaign. Yesterday, businessman and Boston Celtics co-owner Stephen Pagliuca jumped in. Attorney General Martha Coakley was the first Democrat to declare. WBUR's Monica Rady-Meyerov looks at who's got momentum and money among the Democrats in this race.
When a Senate seat opens up, it's natural to think a member of Congress would be the first in line to run for it, especially in Massachusetts, where it's been 25 years since a seat hasn't had an incumbent in the running. However, all but one of the state's representatives are saying no thank you.
They looked at the polls. It wasn't lack of ambition, certainly.
Jeff Berry is a political science professor at Tufts University.
I think there's a lot of people in our congressional delegation who see greatness in the mirror every morning. But the early polling showed that they had name recognition problems. They were way behind Coakley, and they had to think about running a race where not only got beat, but got beat badly.
The only congressman running is Michael Capuano, who will formally announce later today. On the Democratic side, he joins businessman Stephen Pagliuca, who announced yesterday, and Attorney General Martha Coakley. And Barry says she has a head start on Capuano.
I think Capuano has to be very disappointed that Labor's not rallying around him because he believes he's the most liberal person in the race and that he's been in Congress carrying Labor's water, whereas Attorney General Coakley really has not been in a position to do much for Labor.
But Martha Coakley has 10 endorsements from Labor organizations, including the Teamsters. In a race that has only 11 weeks until the primary, political watchers say the early momentum and the money are going to Coakley.
Would you like to sign to get Martha Coakley on the ballot for U.S. Senate?
Michael Falcone, a volunteer for Coakley, is gathering signatures in Newton Center.
Sure. I don't know Martha, excellent. But I would...
Awesome. What town are you registered
Brookline.
In? Brookline. Okay. So Martha is currently the Attorney General.
Each candidate must gather 10,000 signatures to get on the ballot. Coakley is already halfway there with a large cadre of volunteers. It puts her in a strong position, says Washington-based political analyst Stuart Rothenberg.
Well, Coakley was obviously out of the gate first. She's clearly committed to this. She's raising money. And as other candidates drop to the sidelines, it would seem to enhance her positioning as a known commodity, an elected official, and of course a woman in the race.
It's difficult to get a complete picture of each candidate's financing because the Federal Election Commission doesn't require disclosures until October. Capuano starts off with $1.2 million in his campaign account from previous elections. Stephen Pagliuca's personal wealth is estimated at around $400 million. And Coakley, who started with no previous campaign funds, now has the endorsement of the influential Emily's List. It's featuring her on its homepage and encouraging 100,000 members to support her campaign. Boston College political science professor Dennis Hale says money will be very important in this short race.
There is now a candidate, Stephen Pagliuca, who has enough money to finance his own campaign. Martha Coakley, meanwhile, has the opportunity to raise money in the national political networks, women's political networks, outside the state. I don't think Capuano has that same kind of ability to raise money outside of Massachusetts. I mean, who is he? He's just a guy. Who represents a district in Massachusetts.
Capuano, in his sixth term, is trying to raise his visibility in the state with his first TV commercial of the campaign.
Only one candidate stood with Ted Kennedy against Bush's Iraq War and mirrors his progressive record.
Political watchers say the candidates will spend a lot of money on television. Pagliuca has an ad ready to go starting today. He knows the race will not be easy.
Sometimes people make public service a blood sport, and I don't think it should be a blood sport. Martha Coakley's done a great job for this state, and so has Representative Capuano. They have experience in politics. I have experience in business.
Pagliuca, a Celtics co-owner and Bain Company executive, says he'll spend an appropriate amount of money to run against seasoned politicians with name recognition. That could go a long way, says political scientist Hale.
Well, money buys visibility, it buys organization, it buys credibility. I mean, after all, it was money that got Ted Kennedy visibility and name recognition in 1962. He was basically just somebody's brother.
And right now, Martha Coakley is just the attorney general. Michael Capuano is just a congressman, and Stephen Pagliuca is just a millionaire businessman, all with the desire to fill the shoes of Ted Kennedy, who was once just somebody's brother. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerhoff.